Well, was today fun?
Yeah!
You know, I am so glad you guys are here. It has been a wicked awesome summer, but having you guys here is kind of something special for us as a staff. This is our first group of grades 6 to 8 that we've had all summer. And what's so cool about it is that we're kind of a small group, aren't we? And we just get to know everybody, and it's really kind of cool that way. So I think it's just been awesome. Let's pray, and we're going to get to our thing. Father, we thank you for this day that we've had, the beautiful weather. Lord, we ask that you'll give us hearts that are ready to receive from you what you have for us, and that you will teach us. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we're talking to this morning about relationship with God and how we can kind of be connected to the vine, right? We read a passage from John 15. And the thing I wanted you guys to listen for was?
Remain
in me. That's right. And how are we going to remain in God? What are some ways? Hayden?
Bible.
Yeah, we were talking about reading the Bible a little bit. Yeah.
Praying.
Remember brushing our teeth?
Obeying my commandments.
Your commandments?
Or his
God's commandments? No, oh, that's a good one. I was just checking. I was like, oh my goodness, I don't know your commandments. What are your commandments? Okay, what else? Because it says, right, if we love God, we will obey his commandments, right? Anything else? Okay. Well, it's all real good and such if we know those things. But how do we actually start a relationship with God? Where does that begin for us? And for some of you, you've already begun a relationship with God. Maybe when you were younger, you said, you know, I'm going to choose to follow Jesus and commit my life to him. And for others of you, you're like, Jesus? Who's that? So I'm going to just kind of break things down this evening really basic, okay? As like basic as you can get, okay? So that you know if you're in or if you're out. If you're going to choose to be with God and have that relationship, or if you're going to choose like, I don't think I am. Which would kind of be a sad decision, but that's your decision to make. So Romans 3:23. Can somebody look that up for me? Give me a hand. Right there? Do you have a Bible?
No Bible.
Okay, can somebody, a cabin leader, lend them their Bible? Yep, right over here. Okay? So, next person, if you're going to volunteer, you should have a Bible with you. Next verse is Romans 6:23. So, the first one was 3:23. Next one is 6:23. Who can lift that one up for me? Don't all put your hands up at once. You right there. Thank you. Romans, yeah? 6:23. Okay, if you need help finding it, a cabin leader will help you. Okay, who else has got a Bible? Darby, you've got a Bible. Perfect. Okay, I want you to look up 1 John 4:9. Pardon me, 1 John 1:9. Okay, another one. 1 John, way in the back there, 5, verse 1. Okay, and then 1 John 5, verse 20. Okay? Darby, where's your Bible? Oh, somebody's looking it up for you? Sweet. 1 John 1, 9. Okay? Hey, do we have the first one ready? Okay, does everybody have their reference? Did anybody need a reminder? Okay, why don't you... Romans 6:23. Okay? And the first one was Romans 3:23. Okay? Why don't you stand up and read Romans 3:23 for us? Okay?
For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
So, everybody has sinned. What is sin? Sin is missing the mark. Sin is not getting it right. Getting messed up. So, if you have told a lie, you've sinned. If you have teased your brother or sister beyond what was appropriate, and it'd be like, got in trouble for it? You've sinned. If you have